Here's what we learned from the internet. What a Wonderful World, a song written by Bob Thiel, sometimes pronounced Thiel, who wrote under the pseudonym George Douglas, and George David Weiss, was first recorded by Louis Armstrong on August 16th in 1967. In April 1968, it topped the pop chart in the United Kingdom, but performed poorly in the United States, because we're told Larry Newton, the president of ABC Records, disliked the song and refused to promote it. After it was heard in the film Good Morning Vietnam, though, it was reissued as a single in 1988 and rose to number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. Armstrong's recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999.
What a wonderful
Thiel, George Douglas, co-wrote the song with George Weiss, as we heard, and he said the following regarding his inspiration for the song. In the mid-1960s, during the deepening national traumas of the Kennedy assassination, Vietnam, racial strife, and turmoil everywhere, my co-writer, George David Weiss, and I had an idea to write a different song, specifically for Louis Armstrong, that would be called What a Wonderful World. In Graham Nash's book, Off the Record, Songwriters on Songwriting, George Weiss says he wrote the song specifically for Louis Armstrong, as he was inspired by Armstrong's ability to bring people together of different races, that from the internet. We're about to hear an invitation to a concert titled What a Beautiful World, inspired by What a Wonderful World, and also featuring the tune What a Wonderful World. It's a Pops concert by the Arcadia Chorale with the Doug Smith Jazz Trio this Friday, May 16th at 8 p.m. at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. We had a visit from Matthew Rupsich, who is music director and conductor of the Arcadia Chorale, and he told us what he has in mind.
The Arcadia Chorale is a local choral chamber ensemble considered the NEPA's premier choral ensemble. And we are about 24 strong, and the makeup of the ensemble are from music majors to former students to preachers, doctors that come together that want to sing choral music at a very high level. And we have a wonderful season. We do art music in October. In December, we have a Christmas concert. We sponsor the annual Messiah Sing-Along in connection with WVIA. We do a Bach festival in March, and then we're lucky that at the end of our season, which we're close to now, we do a Pops concert, and then we do a summer sing that happens in June, where we invite local singers to join us to participate in doing choral music at a high level. So that's what we do as a chorale here in Northeast Pennsylvania.
You've just done the Bach Festival, the B minor Mass, and now you're going to bring in Doug Smith and his Dixieland All-Stars, right?
Exactly. So it's a big change, but it's something that we truly enjoy. One of the things that we do talk about is providing an eclectic kind of season for folks. So this program that we're doing, our Pops concert, which is entitled What a Beautiful World, is focusing on that, of doing lighter music to our community to bring in audience members who like what we do and who follow us throughout the season, or just community members who like this music and want to come in. So we're really lucky. I found a beautiful arrangement of What a Wonderful World, and I was transfixed by it. And I was like, I want this to be our centerpiece for our next Pops concert. And as I started studying repertoire, I noticed that there is a lot of repertoire, lighter repertoire, focusing on places. So I said, why not? Let's put a program together. You know, What a Wonderful World was originally a song written by Bob Thiel with the pseudonym actually George Douglas and George David Weiss. And it was first recorded by Louis Armstrong in 1967. And I find this interesting that George Weiss said he specifically wrote this for Louis Armstrong because he felt Armstrong's ability to bring together people of different races. And so let's, you know, I'm an individual who wants to who feels inclusivity is important. And so when I read that, I thought that was very important. And I have generated a program around places. We're doing a piece called Chattanooga Choo Choo, the Wichita Lineman. I've got the world on a string. We can't forget April in Paris, or something like How Are Things in Glockamora? You know, so we have a wide eclectic program. And what's wonderful, as you mentioned, we're going to be accompanied by the Doug Smith Trio, which is excited.
Now you do the Bach Festival Orchestra and trumpets and all of that. What happens when you get to a jazz trio?
That's a great question. What happens? I want to say I'm lucky that in my skill sets, I feel a diverse kind of experience. You know, I'll bring it back to when I was in high school, I sang in a show choir in the Midwest, and we were actually the number one in the state at some time. So I have a very eclectic background besides studying at a conservatory. I sang in an all-black church choir. You know, I've had this kind of wide range experience. So it fits well with the season with Arcadia to join, you know, Doug Smith as bass. Marshall Kornblatt will be our pianist, as well as R.J. Kennedy is our percussionist for this special concert, which is Friday.
Where do you hold something like this?
So Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton has a wonderful space, the Sawtell Auditorium. They have a wonderful stage, and we actually performed there for the first time in my experience there last year. It suited us very well. We had a full house. It was very exciting. As I mentioned, good stage lighting, good audio, and it was really quite successful. So we do it at Covenant, our home. As I mentioned, this program is eclectic and it reaches different people. And I've actually had a high school choir director has reached out, and he's bringing some of his students to hear a group like Arcadia sing jazz, sing pop, sing musical theater, sing music from the 50s and 60s, and to see how we put our mark on this music in interpretation, in style, with these great musicians, as I mentioned.
And give us a peek ahead to the Summer Sing.
Summer Sing is excellent. Summer Sing happens the third week in June. It's a we call a mini choral festival. We invite singers, local singers from the area who have choral experience to come in and join us. And we rehearse Friday evening, and we rehearse all day Saturday, and then we have a performance Saturday evening. And this year, I'm excited that our program is focusing on music all of Copland. We're doing Copland, all the old American songs. We're doing both sets, one and two. And we're ending the program with The Promise of Living, which is from The Tenderland, the opera Tenderland by Copland. A beautiful piece for piano four hands, and a good message of people coming together in order to thrive together. And it's a great program. We provide lunch. We also, actually something really important, if any student wants to participate, advanced high school students or college students, we're lucky that through the Dr. Stephen Thomas Memorial Fund, the Summer Sing is supported by the Dr. Thomas Stephen Memorial Fund, who was the former director of the ensemble. Through that fund, we are able to pay for all students for free. It's part of our mission, it's part of our goal. And so come on out, students, we'd love to have you.
Matthew Rupsich, music director and conductor of the Arcadia Chorale, speaking about this weekend's Pops concert titled What a Beautiful World with the Doug Smith Jazz Trio on Friday, May 16th at 8 o'clock at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. For information about the Pops concert and the 4th Annual Summer Sing, June 20th and 21st, the website ArcadiaChorale.org, ArcadiaChorale.org. What a Beautiful World, the Spring Pops concert presented by the Arcadia Chorale with the Doug Smith Jazz Trio, Friday, May 16th at 8 p.m. at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Scranton. For more information, ArcadiaChorale.org.